The Food and Drug Administration has recently banned the e-cigarette company Juul from marketing its products in the U.S. KUNR's Lucretia Cunningham has more on that and the impacts on youth vaping in Washoe County.
The FDA issued marketing denial orders for Juul Thursday, forcing the company to stop selling and distributing its products, citing Juul's, quote, disproportionate role in the rise of youth vaping. By Friday, a federal appeals court had paused the ban after Juul filed an emergency motion. The temporary block means Juul products can stay on store shelves for now. Lisa Sheritz is a Washoe County Health District health educator. She says targeted marketing contributed to the tripling rate of e-cigarette use among middle schoolers in the county from 2017 to 2019.
Go on YouTube and see youth using the products, seeing how big a cloud of smoke they can create. Can they make smoke rings? Juul took advantage of the flexibility of social media to make sure that the message about their product got out there.
That message being that Juul's products are a safe and convenient alternative to smoking cigarettes.
There is no level of nicotine exposure that is safe for young brains.
In 2019, the company was accused of creating youth-friendly, highly addictive nicotine. At that time, Juul issued a statement to say it was discontinuing its fruit and dessert-flavored Juul pods. The FDA's ban also cites their inability to determine the liquid pods' potential levels of toxicity.
That's the thing, is that we don't know. We know short-term behavioral health or mental health impacts on youth. Those are short-term effects that we're seeing now.
23 FDA-approved electronic nicotine delivery systems are on the market now. The FDA says those approved provide a benefit to public health by helping adults to either quit or reduce their smoking, with little risk that youth will become addicted. Lucretia Cunningham, KUNR News.